This is St. Louis Public Radio. Members of the St. Louis County Council and County Executive Steve Stanger are engaging in a rancorous feud that's gone on for more than a year. At its core, the dispute is over power and who wields it. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis explains.
St. Louis County's charter gives the county executive lots of power, far more than the mayor of St. Louis. Unlike the city's Board of Aldermen, the seven-person county council is usually the low-key sidekick. Former County Executive G. McNary, a Republican who held the post for 15 years, says there's no question who's in control.
It's a check and imbalance. The council's a check, and the county executive really has the authority to run the government.
But Council Chairman Sam Page, a Democrat, says it's time to change that dynamic. Page is leading a four-vote faction that often is successful in blocking Stanger, also a Democrat, on a variety of issues. As a result, even some routine matters are taking more time to resolve. Stanger is not happy and has made his dissatisfaction public. For example, here's Stanger interrupting Page a few months ago when the chairman persuaded the council to back off its initial support for a proposed ice rink complex at Creve Coeur Park.
It is a miss, but I know the dog ate your homework and the sun was in your eyes, so you have a hard time.
Page said the change of heart on the rink was in response to public concerns. But on a broader level, the episode illustrates the growing rift between Stanger and the council. Page contends that Stanger has too often tried to push through faulty legislation without providing the council with the facts.
We've been burned a couple of times in passing legislation that wasn't completely understood. And the council members all feel very strongly that we need to understand what's before us and be making informed decisions.
Council Vice Chair Hazel Irby's assessment is harsher. The University City Democrat accuses Stanger and his staff of being downright disrespectful.
It's an insult, and yes, they are combative at times. We've been told that we didn't matter. We've been told that we were no different from any other department head, which is not true.
Stanger contends that too much is being made of his tensions with the council and denies that it impacts county operations.
I think you will find us disagreeing on a very small group of issues.
But those disagreements have been major. In recent months, the council has overturned a pension increase for County Prosecutor Bob McCullough that Stanger had supported. The council also overhauled Stanger's proposed county budget. In turn, Stanger has blocked money that the council hoped to use to beef up its auditing staff. Republican Councilman Mark Carter, who often sides with Stanger, says the budget battle highlighted the council's frustration.
It's been kind of like kabuki theater with the numbers. It's like, well, this has a reserve over here, but this has a deficit.
The council filed a lawsuit last fall that, in effect, challenges Stanger's powers. Stanger is refusing to pay the council's legal bills. Republican Colleen Wassinger, one of the council veterans, says all those disputes boil down to Page's chief objective.
I think his ultimate goal, setting aside the personality conflict between he and County Executive Stanger, is to make the legislative branch more relevant in the process on a daily basis of running the county.
Stanger says he won't back down from his belief that the council has at times overstepped its powers.
What I'm focused on is that we run a professional government for the people of St. Louis County and its taxpayers, and that we deliver on our promises. That's my chief concern. Whether I'm getting along with the council is a far second to that.
Tensions in county government are likely to heighten even more in the coming months. Voters will decide in November who fills the county executive post and four of the council seats. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.